from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Ontarians are being asked to roll time back a bit too early in the COVID-19 pandemic. Porcupine Health Unit Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton, endorses the provincial advice to wear face masks in public again, especially around babies and young children. Adding to concerns are the arrival of respiratory conditions, RSV, and the flu. Dr. Catton says that during the height of the pandemic, it was learned that disinfecting high-touch surfaces didn't do much because COVID-19 doesn't last long on those surfaces.
With RSV, however, it does last on surfaces much longer. So getting back to washing down commonly touched surfaces again, really, really important.
You can hear our complete interview with Dr. Catton on MyTimmonsNow.com. Despite saying everyone should wear a mask wherever possible, Premier Doug Ford was unmasked in the legislature today, along with several other Conservative MPPs. Health Minister Sylvia Jones defended them, saying mask wearing is a personal choice. An investigation is expected to confirm whether a fire in a detached garage at a home on Norman Street was electrical in origin. Timmins Fire Chief Bernie Stanza says the alarm went in on the fire just north of Craig Street at about 3:15 this morning. 19 firefighters from three stations fought the flames until about 8 o'clock, when investigators assumed control of the scene. The United Nations says the growth in the world's population continues to slow, but it's still expected to surpass 8 billion today. Officials say that represents a milestone in human history. The global population has increased by a billion in the last 12 years alone, thanks mainly to improvements in healthcare, nutrition, and personal hygiene. But they also note there are still persistently high fertility rates in some countries. With the slowing of the overall growth rate, the UN estimates the world's population will peak at 12.4 billion sometime in the 2080s. New home sales were up last month. The Canadian Real Estate Association says they increased by just over 1% from September. Still, though, the average price is down almost 10% from a year ago at $644,000. Finally, this afternoon, Christmas is often called the season of lights, and Hollinger Park fits in every year. An event Saturday, November 26th at 6 o'clock will light up the park with 4,000 lights on the biggest tree and more spread out around the skate path. It doesn't take long to flip a switch, but Lacey Rigg of Tourism Timmins says there's more.
There'll be carolers, Santa Claus, some hot chocolate, so it'll be a great community event.
This is the 8th year for the ceremony at the park. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.